few things on this earth tug harder at the strings of my heart than seeing the look of our grandson watching us as we walk up the front sidewalk of his house, as his parents come out, holding him up, and watching as he leans forward towards us, both of his tiny hands reaching out to us with a beaming smile. Or what about when he walks up to us, straining his head back to look up into our eyes, grabbing at our legs as if to say, "Please hold me, lift me, bring me close. I just want to melt." There is nothing I wouldn't do for him in that moment. Well, this meditation from James chapter 4 is a reflection on that level of desire, not between a grandparent and a child, but for you and I to have an even greater longing to come near to our Creator, to submit ourselves to the arms of God, and to humble ourselves in His presence, kneeling as we look up into the loving eyes of God. So to begin, whether at the first rays of morning sun or the long shadows of evening, allow the next 15 minutes to be, well, a retreat, to contemplate seeking after God, growing in your desire to come closer to God. So as your eyes begin to close naturally without effort, just center on this place of surrender for a still moment, this time of yielding, and a silent whispered prayer of commitment to God, Spirit, and Son. Continue in a spirit of prayer by responding to this passage from Hebrews chapter 10. And as I lead us, just respond simply, "Lord, I long to come near to you." Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Lord, I long to come near you. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And Lord God, I long to come near to you. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works. For Lord, we all long to come near to you. For a moment longer, continue in the quiet as you contemplate coming closer to God, drawing near in humility and meekness. Do you ever find yourself approaching God in arrogance? Coming closer to him with a shopping list or personal agenda? Be honest with your answer. Do you come close for a reason other than simply coming close? Drawing near for any purpose other than simply drawing near? Are you always humble and pure in his presence? Well, you are safe here to notice your answer, your thoughts and your feelings. No judgment, no condemnation. Now imagine for a moment walking towards God. With each step you take towards him, your personal agendas and motives just fall to the side, leaving you humbled as you surrender yourself to his embrace. So center now on coming close with no purpose other than being close. in his presence, take note now of your breathing. Take several deep, cleansing belly breaths and center on your breathing as your humility and surrender to God becomes all that satisfies you. Breathe in his peace. Breathe in his love. And breathe in his assurance. Now once again, your self-seeking shopping list may resurface, and that's fine. But don't focus on your needs right now. Just let them pass. Rather, allow thoughts to drift easily from your earthly desires to a pure desire for God. Permit any self-centered thoughts to just be a gentle reminder to center on coming close to God in order to come close to God. Continue as you center on drawing closer to God through His Word now in this first of three scripture readings. Listen carefully to this letter written by James, the brother of Christ, a letter written to the early church to encourage them to continue growing in their faith, a letter written to, well, remind us that our desire to come close to God will flow naturally as we're filled with the Spirit. So now imagine this being a personal letter to you as you cherish each word for you from James through the Holy Spirit. From James chapter 4 verse 8 from the New International Reader's Version. Greetings, and remember to count it all joy, my friend, as you come near to God, for he will then come near to you. Remember to wash your hands, you sinner. Make your heart pure when you can't make up your mind. What emotions did that stir as you opened and read this letter from James? Well, listen once more from Scripture for what the Holy Spirit may be giving you. Come near to God, and He will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Make your hearts pure, you who can't make up your minds. What word or thought or image settled on your mind at that reading? Well, let that become your contemplation for this next minute. Allow this second expanded divine reading from the Holman Bible to be a prayer to humbly come closer to God with a pure heart and a pure motive. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that you resist the proud and give grace to the humble. Therefore, I submit to you, God, with all humility. And help me to resist the devil so that he flees from me. Give me the courage to draw near to you with a humble heart, for then you will draw near to me. I'm often so double-minded. My heart is confused, clouded with my own desires. So cleanse my hands and purify my heart so that I may come closer to you. Let that be my sole desire. And in this I plead and pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. For the next minute, I want you to meditate on these inspired words from James and let them be your prayer now too. A prayer of desire for closeness, a prayer to seek after God, and a contemplation on drawing near to God with a humble and pure heart. Listen to this wider passage now a third time, less for specific words and more for how you experience it from the English Standard Version. God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be wretched and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Just humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you. What did you encounter in this passage? Something new or a reminder of something familiar? Well, reflect on that encounter for a moment. While resting in imaginative contemplation, I want you to return to the front sidewalk. Imagine God approaching you. What can you imagine seeing in his eyes? And what does he see on your face? With each step forward, I want you to feel your own earthly needs dropping away, your list growing shorter, leaving nothing but a pure and clean heart as you kneel humbly before your Creator and his risen Son. Complete satisfaction by merely being close to them. So take this minute and contemplate your emotions in his presence. Are there lingering thoughts of pride, arrogance, or earthly desires? Well, let this minute be a time of contemplation and confession as you settle deeper into the peace found only in the presence of God. Stay here for a while longer, close to God. The joy of finding what you seek. And as you rest here in closing, be mindful of present moments you may be coming to him out of personal motives, and let them fall to the side. And be aware too of others you encounter on your way that may be seeking him out of personal gain. Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether at first light or nightfall, watch with great expectation for endless moments to be satisfied with the sacred. Constant reminders to come closer to the divine with clean hands. Humbly come closer with a pure heart, for it will be then and there, and only then and there, you will encounter the closeness of God. Let me pray this closing benediction over you to remember to come near to God with clean hands and a pure heart, for then he will come near to you. Now may the nearness of Christ, the presence of the Holy Spirit, and your encounter with an accepting and loving God be what brings you sheer joy now and always. Amen.